This evening, I was hoping to share with you two passages from the Holy Bible. First, from the book of Leviticus, in chapter 4, beginning from verse 22. Leviticus 4, verse 22. When a prince sinneth, and through inadvertence doeth someone against any of all the commandments of Jehovah his God in things which should not be done, and is guilty, if his sin, wherein he has sinned, come to his knowledge, he shall bring to his offering a buck of the goats, a male without blemish. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the goat, and slaughter it at the place where they slaughter the burnt offering before Jehovah. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out its blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall burn all its fat on the altar as the fat of the sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall make atonement for him to cleanse him from his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And one other passage from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 5, and beginning from verse 7. Romans 5, verse 7. For scarcely for the just man will one die, for perhaps for the good man someone might also dare to die. But God commends his love to us, in that we, being still sinners, Christ has died for us. I was attending a medical conference about 2 months ago. And of course, the things being the way it is currently, it was all over Zoom. And it was very interesting. A lot of people from the healthcare professions, from medical directors to dietitians and occupational therapists and pharmacists, all bringing their topics of interest for this medical conference. And I was particularly touched by a talk by one of the medical directors who worked just outside of London, and he was in the front line truly when the coronavirus pandemic kicked off around March time, and a lot of things were up in the air and uncertain. And as part of his presentation, he brought up the collage of all the people in healthcare who had sadly died after contracting virus on the job. And we're probably wary now of all the different stats we're bombarded with every day. Just seems almost a stream of numbers, varying from region to varying from countries. List are infected, list who have sadly died. But it really brought it home, this presentation, because the collages were of the faces of the healthcare professionals. And you can see clearly they were all individuals, not just a number. And you can see from the various photos that they had their own lives. They're varying from different ethnic backgrounds and ages and gender. But it all, sadly, given up their lives, part of their duties in providing care for other people. And truly something that we should be all thankful and very grateful for. I know that I am, for my colleagues who've done that. And very sad to see many of them were in retirement, and they came back in as volunteers out of a sense of duty in this national crisis, that they should help others and help their colleagues. And it brings to mind also a scripture in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, where the Lord said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his own life for his friends." I suppose many of our lives are surrounded by sacrifices of varying degrees. Sacrifices for work, sacrifices for commitment to family, caring for one another, parents, young children, someone who might be unwell, someone who might be less abled than others. And we had a brief look at the book of Leviticus, and it is a different sort of sacrifice. It was a sacrifice for sin. We know that sin is rebellion against God's commandments, God's will, and clearly the Bible tells us the penalty of sin is death. But God had provided a way during the Old Testament times, many thousands of years ago, that for one to atone for their sin, as we read, was through the sacrifice of different animals that were without blemish. And what a harrowing thought. What a very grave occasion, as you've trespassed against God, and you know that what you truly deserve is the penalty for sin, which is death. And yet, in your place, you have brought forth this living being, completely innocent, had nothing to do with what you have done, but there, brought to the temple, brought to the priest, brought to the altar, so that it might be slaughtered, so that you might live. And we're given a particular detail that we, the one who is bringing the sacrifice, had to lay his hand on the head of the animal. And I'm sure you could have felt its life, could have felt its warmth and the noises it's making, the softness of its coat. And you just knew that this animal, this being, was alive, and yet it was going to die. It was going to be slaughtered and its blood shed to pay the penalty for your sin. And this process had to be repeated over and over and over again. Such is the condition of ourselves, and very little has changed in the human heart. We continually go against God. We continually trespass against God's commandments, despite everything that he has given us, everything that he has blessed us with. And I ask myself, as one who also works in healthcare, would I be willing to take that same place for the one who is guilty, for the one who is deserving of the punishment for their actions? Probably not. Probably not. Romans, in his wisdom, says, "For scarcely for the just man will one die, and perhaps for a good man someone might also dare to die. But God commends his love to us, in that we, being still sinners, Christ has died for us." We can read from the different accounts of the Gospels the length and the depth that the Lord had gone into, the tremendous suffering on every level, physical, mental, spiritual, the humiliation of the cross and the subjection of a sham human court. And we know that at any point he could have called down the 12 legions of angels, and he could have pleaded his case. But here he was, as John the Baptist has pointed out, the Lamb of God who's come to take away the sin of this world. I don't know about you, but what Christ did for me touches and affects my life each and every day since the day I truly felt his love and what his sacrifice meant for me. The well-known scripture, well-known verse goes, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, See, a lot of people would complain that God is unfair, God is unjust. And I would partly agree with this. I think God is unfair. Because if God was fair, all of us would deserve the punishment of death. And yet God loves us so much that he would send his only begotten Son, that the unrighteous, which is we, might trust that his sacrifice, just like the animals of the Old Testament, the innocent animals without blemish that were slaughtered, that his sacrifice on the cross and the shedding of his blood is absolutely enough to wash away my sins, past, present, and forever. What an incredible message. And what a beautiful, beautiful act of love that God has done for you and for me. Friend, it is my hope that tonight, that just like the sacrifices of those mentioned earlier, in the stages early and now in this pandemic that we live in, those who have sacrificed themselves so that others might live, that you do not forsake the sacrifice of Christ, who has died so that you might live. And there is that wonderful hope and promise that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So what will your response be tonight? Will you go on like things have always were? Will you go on knowing that there is a penalty to be paid for your sins, and that is death? Or you'd be rest assured and confess your sins and believe in the Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ, and have your sins washed away, knowing that he died for you, knowing that he has loved you, knowing that he had the joy set before him on the cross for this very moment, where you might believe upon him and be saved forever. Friend, it is my earnest desire that you might choose Christ. I pray that you might become one of the myriads who have already trusted him and decided to follow him. And Lord, friend, we know that you won't regret it. I know that I don't. I rejoice every day that I've come to trust him and follow him. May you be blessed with the wonderful gift of knowing him and following him for all your days, for his name's sake. Amen.